So I was on bed rest for something like 14 to 16 weeks, and I was released when I was 39 weeks pregnant, which was April 2nd. Because I had been on bed rest, there were no showers or anything that my friends or family could host for me. So my husband and I went to Southridge to pick up basic baby items so that when she was born within a week, we would have clothes for her to wear or a bed for her to sleep in. And while we were at Southridge, we stopped at the food court and I had a cup of fountain soda. And this was on Wednesday, would have been April 7th. I was due on April 9th. We got home Wednesday night. We announced that the sickness that we'd been seeing all over the news and the lack of Imodium was coming from a parasite in the water. I didn't really think anything about it. And then I went into labor the next morning and I wasn't feeling well.
More than you knew it would be discomfort of labor.
Absolutely. I was nauseous. I had some serious stomach upset. So when I was in the hospital, I was in labor and they asked me to push and I said, no, thank you. I don't feel good. Fortunately, I had a small little baby and there was not much pushing required. So she was born just before 10 o'clock in the morning and I was sick by noon.
Oh.
By noon, they had put me on anti-nausea meds so I could function because I had this new baby I had to take care of. She had been discharged from the hospital, but they were keeping me. So, they kept her in the hospital, too, so that I could at least somebody could care for her, although they weren't billing my insurance for it. And there was some worry on, did it pass to her? Would she be sick, too? And she ended up being just fine, but I was in the hospital. She was born on Thursday. I was released on Saturday. Sunday was Easter, and I went back to bed for the next week. I couldn't function. I couldn't nurse her because of the anti-nausea meds. So she had been on formula mixed with bottled water that my mom brought down when she came to visit. And she's never had Milwaukee tap water.
What was your relationship?
I know it's safe now, but...
Right. Well, and that's what we're asking a lot of people is, have you ever trusted tap water ever again after that? Like, how did your relationship with it change?
I drank it for years. I trusted it completely. But because she had nothing but bottled water, she doesn't like the taste of the fluoride and the chlorine and things that are used in the water. And since I switched to bottled water at work, I tend to agree with her. There's definitely a different taste to it.
So do you believe that the treatment is better?
Water.
Okay. So you do trust it today. And with her, it's more of a, she was raised on bottled water. So there really is a stark difference when it comes to drinking tap water. Not necessarily
right.
That she doesn't trust it herself.
No, there's no fear of it for either one of us. Just a personal taste preference.
And during the time, so you mentioned you just heard word of the outbreak after you were finally able to get out of bed rest. How did you feel that the city officials handled communicating with the public?
I think that they knew what it was before they let people know. I think there was probably a couple day delay there. I have no proof of that. I just have that feeling you don't want to cause mass panic. I just remember something about, okay, everybody flush your toilets at the same time. And I'm sure they explained it at the time, but I had a little baby and I was sick.